A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for September 2nd, 2021. The World Health Organization has another variant of interest to watch. It's being called the Mu variant, and there are concerns it may partially evade the immunity developed from past infection or vaccination. The variant has been detected in 39 countries. It was first identified in Colombia in January. A new survey shows most firms are now planning on having vaccine mandates for their workforce, and that will be happening in the next several months. While 21% of firms currently have some vaccine mandate in place, 52% said they'd have one by the fourth quarter of this year. The approach is a good bit different in Florida. The state will start issuing $5,000 fines to businesses, schools, and government agencies that require people show proof of vaccination. That will start September 16th. The great missing data problem continues. An NPR analysis found that in trying to get more detailed information from the CDC, such as where patients live, whether they were hospitalized or died, demographic details, it comes up that about 1 in 5 known cases, or 7 million people, are completely missing. And about 2/3 of the data present is unusable, with fields left blank or marked unknown. Some states have submitted less than 1/10 of their total cases. A 24-year-old woman from Illinois is not quite as slick as she thought she was. She submitted a fake vaccination card to visit Hawaii, which didn't work at all, mainly because she misspelled Moderna. Also, she lived in Illinois, but her make-believe shot was taken in Delaware, so that was suspicious. And the hotel she said she'd be staying at had no reservation for her. Having failed at the crime of the century, she was arrested for 2 misdemeanors and is awaiting a hearing. In the United States, cases were up 18%, deaths are up 75%, and hospitalizations are up 17% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since July 5th. There are 8,532,849 active cases in the United States. With not all states reporting daily numbers, the 5 states with the biggest 14-day increase in hospitalizations: South Dakota up 103%, Delaware 70%, Wyoming 67%, New Hampshire 61%, and West Virginia 59%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Marion, Tennessee; Perry, Kentucky; Taylor, Florida; Clinton, Kentucky; Bledsoe, Tennessee; Bell, Kentucky; Lewis, Tennessee; Sequatchie, Tennessee; Hardy, Florida; and Glenn, Georgia. There have been at least 642,004 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont unchanged at 67.9%, and Massachusetts and Connecticut at 66%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Mississippi, still unchanged at 37.7%, Alabama at 38.3%, and Wyoming at 38.6%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is unchanged at 52.4%. The 5 countries with the largest recent 24-hour increase in the number of fully vaccinated people: Sri Lanka up 7%, Vietnam 4%, and South Korea, South Africa, and Ukraine 3%. Globally, cases were down 5% and deaths were down 4% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since August 27th. There are 18,679,281 active cases around the world. The 5 countries with the most new cases: the United States, 184,420, India, 45,971, the UK, 35,693, Iran, 33,170, and Brazil, 26,348. There have now been at least 4,541,140 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.